18 months after Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide was forced from office, the interim government of Haiti is still struggling to bring security to the country. Even with UN peacekeepers in the streets, much of the capital, Port-au-Prince, is run by armed gangs. They've used Aristide's departure as an excuse for a campaign of terror. Parliamentary and presidential elections are scheduled for the fall, and Haitians are now registering to vote in droves. But as Michael Kavanaugh reports, it's still not clear if the country or the candidates will be ready on time.
The past 18 months haven't been good ones for Claudette Milias. First, the Port-au-Prince neighborhood where she lived, called Bel Air, was taken over by armed gangs. Then in April, her husband was killed during a raid by the Haitian National Police. A few months later, unable to work because of the violence, Claudette took the youngest of her four children and left Bel Air for good.
You don't have to be involved in anything to be a victim. You could just be sitting in your house. They were shooting and people were dying, and I didn't want to be the last victim.
Though the security situation remains critical, a UN peacekeeping force is slowly gaining control of the capital, and Haiti is now urgently trying to get its election preparations back on schedule. Outside one of Port-au-Prince's registration bureaus, over 100 people have been waiting in line for as long as 6 hours. Although registration began in April, a massive campaign to educate voters didn't begin until a few weeks ago. And it wasn't until Friday that all 424 registration sites opened. Still, UN and Haitian officials are optimistic that they'll be able to register about 60% of the voting population. But the problem with Haiti's elections isn't just getting people out to vote. By the time of the July 23rd deadline for political parties to register, not a single party had the 5,000 signatures required to run. Pierre Richard Duchemin is the head of Haiti's Provisional Electoral Council.
There was a fear that certain sectors of Haitian politics would be left out. So we've moved the date back until August 8th for all parties to submit their registrations. And I hope that will be the last delay.
The one political party that could easily register 5,000 members by tomorrow is Lavalas Family, the party of former President Aristide. The U.S. accuses Aristide of supporting the violence from his exile in South Africa, and many Aristide supporters have threatened to boycott the election, insisting he is still president. But there are new signs that some Lavalas are choosing to deal with the current political reality. Ambassador James Foley says the U.S. and the international community realize that Lavalas' participation is important for the elections to be seen as legitimate.
There are many in the party who believe that they can do very well in the elections at different levels and are chomping at the bit and want to run. And we are doing everything we can to not only encourage but to facilitate the party's participation.
But it's still unclear if anyone will run under the Lavalas family banner or if more moderate factions of Lavalas will form a new party. Two of the Lavalas family's most prominent figures, former Prime Minister Yvan Neptune and the more radical priest Father Gerard Jean-Just, remain in prison on questionable charges. But election coordinators remain hopeful that a leader will emerge from Lavalas or elsewhere who can convince a skeptical population that a democratic election is the best chance for the impoverished nation. Outside a voter registration bureau in downtown Port-au-Prince, an older man who wouldn't give his name had just missed his chance to register before the office closed. In 2000, he says, I voted for our leader, of course. It was Aristide.
Are these legitimate elections?
The man replied, I don't know myself. Only God knows. The deadline to register is August 9th, though it will likely be pushed back. And if it still seems the country isn't ready, the Electoral Council may delay the elections as well. For NPR News, I'm Michael Kavanaugh.